Hello, no BS. I was in another room wondering where you all are. Can you give me a thumbs up to see if I'm still by myself or if people are here with me? Okay, you can hear me. This is amazing. This is amazing. I have Coach Judith here with me today. If Coach Judith, you can raise your hand and I can bring you up so you can help me. That would be awesome. There you are. Okay, we're going to get this show on the road. You guys, this is my first time. You know, I've always thought, like, when I see coaches running their Zoom calls, I'm always like, we should do like a SNL skit about this, because you always see the coach, you know, looking around the screen. Did I do that right? Coach Judith, did I promote you? Is it letting me do that? Yeah, there you are. I can see Coach Judith. I'm getting it. We're doing it. Thank you for being so patient with me. let's see. Still doing it. I hope that they clip this part of the video, because this is crazy. Make sure you set, I don't know what I saw something and then it went away. I don't know what I had to make sure I said, but let's go. If we're all good, I'm all good, and we can get this party rolling. Yes. Coach Judith, I don't know what you told me to do, but let's do this. Okay. We're here. In Spanish, there is a word called estrenar, and estrenar means for the very first time. So this is what we're doing. We're doing this for the very first time. I'm here. I think the closest translation that, let's see, you're saying, yeah, it's recording. I think it's recording. Good Lord, I hope it's recording. It is recording. Okay. The closest word that we have is called debut, right? In Spanish, there's a word called estrenar. And that's what we're doing here. I am estrenando my coaching skills. So here we go. Let's do some Zoom homework first. This call, yes, is being recorded. It's going to be 60 minutes long. It will be uploaded to your private member podcast and on the replay page. They upload Tuesdays and Fridays, so you expect them there. Make sure that your chat is set to everyone so that everyone can see your chat. And Coach Judith is there with you. More importantly, she's here with me. Keeping me calm. She will be typing in all caps. Not because she's yelling at you, but that's what... we'll identify no BS team members so that you know who we are and we can help you out. Are you a new member too? Are we like estrenando together? Because if you are, let's do this. Make sure that the first thing that you are doing is going through the no BS weight loss course. It is the foundation. It is the gold level here in the membership. You are always welcome on these calls. Don't think that you have to leave, because I love you here. This is good. And but that is something that you should go through, because that is what we base everything that we do here in No BS is through the No BS weight loss course. Coach Judith is going to put that in the chat, I'm sure, if she hasn't already. Tell you a little bit about myself. First of all, I'm having fun. Like, how many times do we do things for the first time other than when we're kids? Like, this is a great opportunity, right? Like, I'm getting all those first time, you know, jitters and excitement and fun. So I have been in No BS since 2019. I was a member. And then in 2020, I decided to
apply for a position in the community team. Got that. Feel so grateful for that. This year I decided to go to the life coach school and become a certified life coach so that I could join the coaching team. And here I am on the coaching team. What a blessing. My primary job on the No BS team now is to work with one-on-one clients. That's what I do for most of my day. And it's so amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. No BS women are like no other. And I help them with their journey. If you want to find out about one-on-one coaching here at No BS, you can do so on the website. It is an extra fee, but the beauty is if you are a member, you have us. You have the whole coaching team. Do you know how? Yeah, you do. You have the Ask Coaches feature on the website, which Coach Judith is going to share with you, I'm sure. You guys, the whole coaching team looks at that every day. We answer every day. Use it. Like, if you have a question, like, go on there and use it. And one of the coaches will answer you, and we will be happy to do that. I am also the dedicated coach for the Foodies group, the Women of Color group, and the Life Coaches subgroup. Oh, such fun groups. Like, I love all of my groups. I'm a foodie, I'm a woman of color, and I'm a life coach. What do you think about that? We have so much fun in those subgroups. If you want to find out about those subgroups, again, go to the website and you can find all the different subgroups that are available to you. You're a member, that's available to you, and you can check it out. I am Mexican American. I was born in Hawaii. What a blessing, right? So the first time that I heard Corinne speak about eating the foods you love and being able to lose weight, I was like, I don't think she understands what I eat. Like, I don't, you know, like boiled chicken and broccoli. I don't think she gets it. Like what I eat. I eat Hawaiian food, Filipino food, Japanese food, Mexican food. Of course, that's what my mama cooks. And I didn't believe it, but I wanted to believe it. I can eat all that and lose weight. Huh. I don't think she's talking to me, but let's check it out. Let's check it out. And guess what? She's right. She don't prove me wrong. She's right. You can do it eating the foods that you love, that you grew up with, that you enjoy. And if you think that that I didn't start where maybe you're starting, not true. Like, oh no, I'm going to ugly cry, but that's not going to be surprising to my team because this is what I do. I was over 100 pounds. I felt lost. I didn't think it was possible, but then I came to No BS, and here I am. Not going to ugly cry. All right, we're going to move on. But I just want to give you that hope. Like, you can do this. You can do this. This is part of No BS, and it is amazing. And today's topic, leveling up stalls and plateaus. If you feel that, like, what am I not doing? Like, what can I do? I'm so excited. I'm so excited to tell you that it can be done. Like, we can figure it out. So here we go. We're going to do stalls and plateaus, leveling up. We're doing the worksheet on page 17 and 18. This worksheet is part of the lesson 5 titled Stall Busting Level Ups. I urge you to take a listen to the video. It's 13 minutes of gold, and you have to listen to it. It's great. Corinne starts it off with a reality check. Check, please. like she often does. And tells us that the first things first, is to check out your data, right? Do you think data is a dirty word? Are you one of those people that are like, you know, I'm not really a planner. You know, that habit tracker? I don't really, you know, I really don't I don't do that. Okay, here's the reality check. Data is the foundation, okay? How you gonna know where you going if you don't know where you starting at, right? Hello with me. Have you ever been to a new city and you're like, where the heck am I? Like, I don't know where I am. I did that. I went to New York City, the Big Apple. I didn't know where I was. So get my little phone, get my little GPS. What does it tell you to do? What is the first step? You have to tell it where you are, right? Like, I am here. I want to go to point B. How do I do that, GPS? And you punch in your data and it tells you, right? Like, and you see the little icon lighting up and you're walking down the street and the little person is walking down the street. It's telling you, you're going on the right path. You're doing it right. You know how it's doing that? Data. It's giving you feedback. It's giving you data. So yeah, that's a reality check that we need to like embrace, love, get used to. So you could skip that step. You could be like, oh, you know, I'll drink my water. I'll do doable hunger. I'll stop when I have enough, all that good stuff. Sure. I'm not saying you can't do it that way. You can. But you will be meandering the streets of weight loss, right? That way, when you could be going directly, more faster, to the point, if you had data. Just saying. Just throwing it out there for you. Anyway, so the other thing that I think is so important that Corinne talks about in the video is having a purpose-filled mindset. That one, you probably shouldn't really. I mean, that one you probably can't skip. Like, you have to have a no BS woman mindset, right? Like, we are going to figure this out. The only way that it won't work is if I don't try, right? So if you're like in frustration mood, like, oh my gosh, you don't understand, I'm trying everything. Okay, have that purpose-filled mindset. Let's keep going. Stalls are normal, right? Have the mindset that stalls are normal. We are committed. We're going to keep trying. And we're going to be scientists, not judges, right? We're not going to give ourselves beat down. We're going to try. And there's always something to choose. There's always something to level up. We can level up a habit, our patience. We can level up our thoughts. And yeah, all the action lines. I know that everybody loves to jump to the action lines, like just tell me what to do. Tell me what to eat. It first starts with that purpose-filled mindset. And remember, 1% level ups. So let me give you another reality check. If I were your waitress and gave you a $7 cup of coffee and you decide to give me a 1% tip, that's going to be 7 cents. Thank you. Have a nice day. 7 cents, right? Of $7. So it's little, it's tiny. So think of your level ups that way. And you may think, well, that's a crappy tip. But no, let's not talk tips. Like, we're talking progress. This is the way that we battle that mindset of discouragement and I can't do this. And, you know, I have to do all the things. No, level up 1%. That's an important step. So with this thought in mind of having that purpose-filled mindset, I want to tell you a little bit about my birthplace, Hawaii, okay? Hawaii was found by Polynesians who lived in the middle of the ocean. Hawaii is an island in the middle of the Pacific, like nowhere. But the way that it was found were these Polynesians, they were living on their islands and they kept seeing birds come into their islands. And the birds would come and then they would leave for about a few months and then they would come back. So they're going north. Where are they going? Like, there must be something out there, right? There must be some sort of landmass out there. We want to go find out what it is. If you're a new member, you are a voyager. You have that mindset. You're like, I see success. People are doing it. I'm watching this, right? Like, people can do it. I want to find out if there's a place for me too, if I can lose weight too. This is an amazing fact about the Hawaiian Islands. These Polynesian people, without knowing that there was land out there, but thinking there must be, because look at those birds, they keep going and they keep coming back. We're going to set off in a canoe in the middle. Have you seen the ocean? Like, would you take a canoe out there by yourself? They did. They took their star tracking devices. They took their fishing devices, you know, stuff that they need to fish, their water supplies or how to gather water. And they just went out there by faith, knowing that those birds are going somewhere. I'm going to go find out. When they go on their journey, they are focusing on North Star, right? They're using the stars to as their tools to figure out, like, we're going to go north because that's where the birds go. Then they start tracking the currents, right? Because I don't know, I'm not a voyager, but they say that they track the currents because the currents and the water changes when there's landmass. Another thing, when you're 50 miles off of a landmass, you start looking for clouds. There will be a ring of clouds above a landmass. So they start looking at the horizon. Oh, look, there's a clump of clouds. Let's go that way. Then they see it. They see an island. They hit it. Now, are they going to just like go anywhere? No, they're going to look at the beach line and they're going to be like, we're not going to like go take our canoes there because there's rocks crashing and I see the waves. I'm going to go land on the nice beach, right? We're going to roll in there. My point of this story is they had that purpose-filled mindset. What they used at the beginning of their journey is not what they used at the end of their journey. They kept switching it up. They used stars to navigate themselves. They used clouds to navigate. They used the current. They used their sight to hit their goal, right? We can do that too. Like, stuff that you use at the beginning may not be the same strategies that you use later on. And do not feel like it is a defeating thing. This is a journey. This is amazing. We have to try. Anyway, that's story time. That's story time. Hope you enjoyed it. Purpose-filled mindset. All right. So we're going to go to our worksheet. It is, if you go to the nobswomen.com website, on there, you will click on self-study resources. You're going to go to the June focus, which is stalls and plateaus. You're going to scroll down. You're going to find the stalls and plateau program guide. And then you're going to go to page 17 and 18, and we're going to fill out that worksheet. So watch me while I try to share my screen. Let's see if we can do this. Oh my gosh. Help me, Lord. Okay. So let's see if I can do this. Can we do this? I don't know. Am I a voyager? I don't know. Okay. Share screen. Here we go. Yee-hoo. Is it happening? Can you see it? Can I get me a thumbs up? I can't even see the chat. Yes. Okay. We're doing it. We're doing it. Is my screen like, can you guys see the chat? Is it like all over the place? Oh boy. Okay. We're going to do this. We're going to do this anyway. We're going to go and then you go to self-study resources, click June focus, stalls and plateaus, click. We're going to roll down. Go to the program guide. Look at that. So beautiful. Then we're going to go, what did I say? Page 17. Is that what I said? Is that what I done did say? Yep. Okay. Here is our worksheet. Let's go through our worksheet. I love this worksheet. It has so many good ideas. And you know who made them up? Corinne. Corinne made this list. And probably Yasmin, our course creator, because she's amazing. Let's look at this. The first one says, write a list of foods you think you can't live without. And then really question yourself, right? Like, why? Why do I think that I can't live without these foods? I saw a post in the foodies group where a member was asking for ideas. Oops, sorry. Where a member was asking for ideas because she wanted a different snack than popcorn because she noticed. Like, oh my gosh, when I eat popcorn, I feel like crap. This is my guess. Okay. She didn't say this, but this is my guess. When I used to be on a certain diet, should we name names?
you know who I'm talking about, the ones with the points. I used to think I can eat foods like crazy if they are 0 points or no points. You know what I'm talking about. And so popcorn was one of those things. If you don't put butter on it and you don't put anything on it, you can eat a whole lotta. It won't affect your calories. But yeah, then afterwards you feel like crap, right? But I used to do that because that's what you do, right? Isn't that what you do? No, that's not what we do. That's not what we do now in No BS. We eat foods that we love, that make us feel good, not just because we can, or like start questioning, like, why did I eat popcorn like that? What? Oh, you know why? Because I'm doing a lot of mindless eating, right? Like, I'm just like eating because I'm like, that's what we do in front of the TV. We just do that. And that's how I zone out. That's how I relax. What? I am using food to relax. How is that different from, you know, the person that comes home and is like, man, I need a drink. I need a hit, right? Same thing. We're doing the same thing. So question, like, why? Why am I eating these foods? Like, is there something else there? Am I supposed to be working on something else? Am I supposed to be working on maybe finding ways to relax instead of just eating? Right? Like, let's question this. So I think that's a good way to level up. Because you're not only leveling up your food, but you're leveling up your awareness, right? Of why you do what you do, your thought process. Like, why am I doing this? What am I thinking about this? So that's a good strategy. The next one is the good, better, best worksheet. Oh my gosh, I love the good, better, best worksheet. But I think that a lot of people or a lot of members don't fully understand the good, better, best worksheet. And the quick and the dirty, okay, is good means foods that you love that make you mouth happy, like stuff like cotton candy, funnel cake, milk duds. Like, do they have nutritional value? 0, right? But they taste good. That's a good food, not a bad food. Good. No bad foods and no BS, unless you're allergic to them or you hate them. That's bad. Anyway, so better foods are, you love them and they, you know, they have some health benefit. Stuff like Fiber One cereal, granola bars. Best foods are the heavens open up, right? You love how they taste and they are good for you. Like, the good Lord gave it to us. Corinne likes to say they used to have eyes, or you got to wash the dirt off of them, right? Those are the best foods and you like them. Okay. Did you hear that part? And you like them. They are not going to be on your good, better, best foods if you do not like them. This is not an exercise in torture. Okay. This is your good, better, best list. Yours today, not your future selves. Good, better, best. Did you hear that part? Not even your future self's good, better, best list. This is what you like today. And I think people get really mixed up because they're like, okay, my good, better, best are a bunch of shoulds, right? Like a bunch of shoulds, but I can't stand them. And it's like, well, so then why are they on your list? That's not your list. If your good, better, best list is like, good is takeout pizza, better is pizza I make at home, and best is cauliflower crust pizza, when A, I don't like to cook, and B, cauliflower makes me gassy and I hate how it feels. How is that your best food? It's not, right? Like, it's not. So think about foods that fit that category and that fit you today. So, you know, a level up could be, I will try cauliflower pizza sometime. And maybe things have changed. That's a level up, but that's not on your best list today, right? Will there be empty columns on your good, better, best? Yeah, there may be, but it's okay. Like, we're working with what we have today. So, you know, like when you order that jewelry with the monograms, it you know, they'll give you an example on the website and it says ASM. So they're telling you Anna Marie Smith is ordering that jewelry with the monogram, but it's ASM because for Anna Marie Smith, the way they do it is first, last, middle on the initial thing. So for Anna Marie Smith, it'll say ASM. When you place your order for your jewelry, you're not going to order ASM, right? You're going to order your initials. So like when you go to the website and you download the Good, Better, Best worksheet and it says, or if you listen to the video and Corinne says, this is what I like, this is my good, but that's her list. That's an example. That's not necessary your list, right? So take a good look. Look at the definitions, and it's okay if you have blank columns for now. A level up may be, I'm going to try new foods. That's a good level up, but it doesn't have to fit on that worksheet. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Okay. Let's see. Another example. Let's move on. Number three, do Good, Better, Best worksheet with the quality of food. That's what we're talking about. Is there a healthier way? Is there something healthier food that you can try out? Yeah, that's a level up. Let's do that. Coach Julie, love me, my Coach Julie. She gave me an example of what she does for leveling up her food. Her doctor advised her that she should eat more protein. And so she started looking around. She found Greek yogurt. That's amazing. Has amazing protein. She tried it out. It tastes good to her. Like she likes it. No, wrong. Correction. It feels good in her body. She noticed it gives her more energy. It helps her hunger last longer. It really works. But does she like the way it tastes? She admits that no, she hates the texture. She doesn't like the way it tastes in her mouth. But you know what that girl did? She added berries and she makes her own berry sauce and she puts it on there. She sent me a picture of it. It looks gorgeous. It looks beautiful. And she says she eats that every, oh, and she sprinkles granola on it sometimes for a little extra. And she says she eats it every day now. Does she love the way it tastes? No, but she figured out how to make it work. Right? Like she figured out, like, I really, with the benefits that I love outweigh the way it tastes because I can, like, you know, work with it. If we're going to go back to like our good, better, best list, I don't know where it would be. It's just a level up. So this is, I'm just trying to like expand your mind on how you can work with these suggestions, right? And that blew my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, Julie, yes, because we always think, well, first of all, we always think calories, right? Like if it's less calories, that must be good. Not necessarily. Like look at everything. How does it make you feel? Like, does it give me energy? That's a good level up. That's a good, you know, worth it moment. All right, let's go on. Thank you, Coach Julie. Love you. Okay, go through your 24-hour plans for the past week. And look, right? Look at what you ate and then put what you ate in the good, better, best categories, not for judgment. We're being scientists, not for judgment. So we can do 1% level ups. And then you challenge yourself by seeing if I can add foods or if I can reduce foods by one, like reduce my good foods, add some best foods. Let's try it. Let's see if that works. Again, we're not throwing out everything that we did because we didn't lose weight. Oh my God, I have to start. I need to reinvent the wheel. No, calm. Let's just evaluate. Let's just do 1% level ups and try this out. I remember, you know, thinking I used to, for lunch, I used to eat a sandwich and chips. That's what I did. My weight loss slowed down. Even more because I lose half a pound a week, by the way. P.S. Extra. Side note. That's what my body does. So I noticed we were maintaining. Okay. Where do I level up? So I'm eating a sandwich and chips every day. what did I do? I'm like, what would happen if I added a slice of tomato to my sandwich or some avocado? And guess what? I added it and it kept me full longer, or it got me to satisfied quicker. I didn't need that many chips now. See how that works? See how that works? Kept doing little level ups like that, right? Add the good, take away a little bit of the bad, not take away completely. Less chips at the beginning, less chips, more greenery, right? On my plate. Kept doing those level ups. You know what Dina eats today, which blows my mind? You know what I choose for lunch every day? Happily, not in a restrictive mindset, not because, oh my gosh, poor me, I have to eat this. No, because I've learned to love it. I eat a salad. I eat a salad every day. A delicious one, by the way. and by salad, like if you think about it as a foodie, like salad is a weird word, right? Because there's chicken salad, there's tuna salad. How's that salad? There's macaroni salad. There's salad salad. Salad is a strange word because you can really make it what you want. You should see my salads. My salads are beautiful. They're stuff that I like to eat, but they're like thrown in a bowl. They got some greens in there. They got some, what do I put? Pumpkin seeds in there. I put beets in there, feta cheese, goat cheese. I don't know. I put anything I like in there. But what blows my mind is this evolved from a sandwich with chips that I thought I could never change. And look at me now. What the heck? You could do that too. So if you're the type of no BS person who's like, girl, that's all I eat. Like all I eat is best foods. How am I going to level up? There is no way. I have no hope. Wrong. Okay. Let's keep going. Let's keep going and look at these suggestions. So the next strategy, remember we're using all our tools, is try the Amber method, right? Let's see if we can eat half. All right, here we go. Can we cue the violins? I know someone is going to be out there like, oh my gosh, that's, I can't. We all watch the Amber call, right? Love that girl because she's so honest, right? Like that's what we do. We think we immediately go to restriction and I can't do that. And oh my gosh. But when you think about this, right? When you read that description here, number one, when you try the Amber method, right? It says here, assess your thoughts, right? Assess what you're thinking. Are you thinking it's not fair? Are you think you're being restrictive? Then let's hone in on those thoughts, right? Let's really assess to see what's going on. But let's not go straight to restriction. So we have 5 senses. And I swear to God, when we are doing a process of weight loss, all we think is our sense of feeling, our sense of full. Like that is the only sense that matters in this world. No, we have 5. Why don't we use all 5? Why don't we use smell, sight, taste, hearing, right? To fill in our satisfaction levels. Why is fullness the only satisfaction level? I absolutely love this post from the foodie subgroup by member Kristen Schultz Calabrese. Oh my gosh. I hope I'm not like slaughtering your name, but Kristen, I loved your post. It was so good because she tried the doable hunger challenge when we did that with the membership. And she tried, the one where you cut your, is it the Kathy method? You cut your meal in half and then you wait. Well, she discovered like, hello, I only need half a sandwich. How did I not know this? She tried that. I think Coach Judith is going to add that worksheet in the chat. It is filled, that doable hunger challenge worksheet is filled with methods where you can challenge your doable hunger. She noticed she only needs half a sandwich. But instead, do you know what she did? I love her idea. She went to Amazon and she bought a bento to take to work. Have you seen those bentos? Her half sandwich does not look sad and sorry and, you know, depressing. It's so adorable. She posted a picture of her bento, you know, so she's got her little bento. She's got her little half sandwich. She has a little cup, colorful cup with some berries and another little cup. And then she has her little egg. It looks beautiful. She's engaging her sight. right? Like she's engaging her sight senses to fill her satisfaction levels. It's such a good idea. Thank you, Kristen. I loved it. I thought that was brilliant. We can do that too. How else can we do that? How can we engage all of our senses? We can add sparkling water with lemon that hits many senses. We can add mint. How about we use real plates instead of paper plates? How about we use flatware instead of plasticware? Not every day. Maybe just add it in. Like engage all of your senses, right? Like treat yourself. Treat yourself. Set the table, put a tablecloth, buy some fresh flowers, eat at the table instead of the TV, right? Use smaller plates, not as a punishment, but make it look lovely like Kristen did, right? Heck, use bigger plates instead of smaller plates. Have you ever been to like a fancy restaurant and they serve you like this big plate, but there's like, you know, little things on the plate, but they make it look so beautiful. They put like a drizzle. They make the plate look so nice. Let's do that. Like, let's engage all of our senses, right? To make it look like, yeah, I asked my foodie kids. I'm like, okay, kids, help me out with my, you know, lesson plan here for the No BS women. They are foodies. Can I just tell you, can we just pause a moment and say it is worth it to raise foodie kids. Like if you have small children, start them now. I don't care how old they are. Start them now and have them help in the kitchen because my kids are now teenagers. They love food. More importantly, they love to cook. They'll be like, Mom, can I cook? I'm like, yeah, you can. Of course you can. Please cook. And you can add me on Facebook. You can see what I'm talking about because that's all I post. I post food pictures, which Mary Jo teases me about all the time. And I post pictures about my kids. So anyway, my foodie kid said, have them try cooking, like cook one night, because they say that they feel that they get so much enjoyment when they cook their own meals. The sense of chopping, right? You're engaging, like you're listening, it's just so much fun. You throw in some peppers and onion on a hot griddle. You hear that sizzle? I don't know about you, but it turns me on. I mean, I love to cook. It's so much fun. And then when you serve yourself, like you made it. You're not scoffing it down, right? You're like, oh my gosh, look what I made. This is a beautiful meal. Let's enjoy this. And then we, at our house, we even like pretend we're on those shows and we're like, okay, tell me what I did. Like, what could I have done better? Do you like the sauce? Do you like, you know, we do all that thing. But anyway, that's us. We're weird. but that's a good idea to like engage all of your, you know, senses. And then also on this worksheet, Corinne reminds us, don't forget water and sleep. That is also a level up, right? Like we forget so many times. How about one more cup of water? How about going to bed 15 minutes earlier? Like try that. That can be a level up too. Don't discount them. They're one of the four basics. They're like the poor little step sisters of the four basics, right? Like we're like, water. No, try it. Like use it as a level up. And then we're going to take some time so that I can get a break and get a drink. Fill that out right now. Like if you've heard some ideas that you like today, what will you try in the next couple of weeks? Like stuff that I threw out there for y'all. I'm going to set the timer for 1 minute. And we're going to commit. Like I'm going to try this out for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to try this out. We're going to see how this goes. Because that's what we're doing today in this call. We are listening for level ups. And we're going to find some level ups. We're going to expand our minds. We're going to try to think of our own level ups. We're going to write it down. And we're going to see what we will commit 1% to try in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to give you a minute. And I'm going to take a drink. Gosh, it's quiet when I don't talk. We're going to stop sharing now. Now, I get to ask you, does anybody have any questions, or better yet, did you think of any suggestions that you would love to share? I will bring you up on stage. All you have to do is you hit that raise hand icon on the bottom of your screen, and you can come up there with me. We can have a little chatsy. If you have like a great level up idea that you want to try, or you have a question like, I don't understand. I have no idea what you were talking about for the last 45 minutes. Let's see. Do I have any raised hands? I do not have any raised hands. Is that the truth? Or do I need to scroll? Do I not know what I'm doing? Judith, do you see any raised hands? Am I doing this right? Anybody want to come up here with me? Bueller? I don't see any raised hands. Oh my gosh. I did a great job. I did a great job explaining this. Oh wait, I see a raised hand. I'm gonna call you up on stage, Rhonda. Let's do this. Let's do this. Turn on your audio and your video, and we are gonna rock and roll. I think I did it. Did I call Rhonda up? Did it not happen? There you are.
You did. I didn't unmute. Hello. How are you?
Good, Rhonda. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I'm not driving. I'm a passenger, but we're stuck in beach traffic. And I'm like, why isn't anybody raising their hand?
And
so I'm going to raise my hand.
Thank you so much. And am I feeling sorry for you because you're on traffic on the way to the beach?
Oh, no, it's okay. It's going to be so worth it when we get there, and I'm not driving. So that's the good news.
That's awesome.
So today was perfect for me. Yay. So I am actually at goal and have been for about 5 months, and I want to level up so that I can see how I would feel at the low end of my goal, because I just picked a number, like Corinne says in the beginning, that I thought sounded good. Yes. But I really think like I could go a little bit lower, even like 3 pounds, and feel a little bit more comfortable in the clothes that I have now. So I want to do some level ups too. Like I loved your idea, because I'm sandwich and chips for lunch lady now.
Oh,
like, that's
okay.
Me every day. And I laugh because I think my accountability partners, they don't judge me, but I would think they do, because I'm still eating mostly good food. So I really need to level up and want to level up.
But hello, no BS women. Did you just hear that? Like,
what? You know, what I say?
You're at maintenance and you're still, you know, eating mostly good foods. That's amazing. That's amazing.
I have bad arthritis, and I really want to like try less inflammation. I'm so like bread. When you look at my plan, like every lunch, breakfast, dinner is a lot of bread things.
Yeah.
So I want to find ways to like level it up, and I still feel like a little fear, like I'm going to miss out on it. My brain won't have energy. Like I tell myself crazy stuff.
It's not crazy. It's just how our brains work, right? Like that's how our brains work. It wants to keep you safe. It wants to keep you cozy. And that is definitely your level up. You should definitely level up your thoughts, right? Before you even try leveling up your food choices, definitely work on leveling up your thoughts. Because as we learn in No BS, what leads to our actions? Our thoughts, right?
Our thoughts.
Thoughts first will create and lead all the way to our actions. So absolutely, you are on the right track. But some things that I heard you say were very definitive, like, you know, I know that it'll, what did you say? Like, I know that it'll be hard. I know that this is, or something. Well,
yeah. Like I say, like, I won't have energy. And I think the where that comes from me is for years, like my friends and my family have done keto and things. And every time I had ever tried it in the past before I found new BS, I have zero energy when I cut the carbs out, like to the point where my arms just like hang at my sides. So yeah. I think that's still, that's diet mentality. There's a little bit of happy. I can do both, but I wrote down, like you said, the lady who leveled up something she didn't love. Like I like oatmeal, but I think if I added, like you just said, the berries and some nuts to it or something, I could switch maybe. Every day I have a half a muffin every day for almost 2 years. It's so crazy. I need to level that up.
Where your mind went, you said, if I want to level up my bread choices, you know, I'm afraid of keto. Who did we say keto? We said 1%, right? 1%. Yeah. So how about maybe instead of a sandwich every day, how about we switch it out? Yeah. Well, like once a week, let's try having something else.
You're right. It's not all or nothing.
No, it is not all or nothing, but it is so normal, right? For our minds.
Yeah.
It's so,
yeah. Normal. Cause you think it's not going to be good enough. And what's the hurry? I have no hurry. I'm already at the goal I wanted to be. I know.
I love that.
So you're right. That's funny. When I wrote down all my notes are here and you said, level up your thoughts. I was like, no, my thoughts are good. Well, they're good, but they need to be better or best.
Yeah. And like Corinne has been teaching recently with the four N's, every one of those thoughts that didn't empower you. And I heard a couple that like question those, like put them through the four N's process. Like, okay, notice these thoughts. And if they're not empowering me, that's my hint for me to notice, right? Like, oh,
yes,
make me feel empowered. Let's put you through the four ends, you know, washing machine.
I love that. That is so good. I'm so glad I talked to you. Thank you.
I'm so glad I talked to you.
You're doing amazing. I love being in foodies with you. I will. Thank you, Dina.
All right.
Take care. Thank you.
Have a good trip. I'm going to.
Thank you.
Put you down. You're welcome. Change role to attendee. That was fun. That was fun. That was really fun. Yeah, you guys, like, notice what happens there, right? Like, we immediately go to like, oh, I want to level up. So I'm just going to, like I said, we need to like change everything. And what I was telling Rhonda is that the four N's process is our little no BS washing machine that we can put the thoughts that are, you know, make us feel yucky, that need a little cleaning up. If they evoke that type of emotion in you, those are the ones to tackle, right? We notice, we normalize, like, yeah, it's natural for me to think I need to do keto for me to level up, right? No, you don't need to do keto. Like, but it's normal that you think that because that's where you're used to. So that's the normalize, neutralize, right? You neutralize, like, what are the facts? How can I do this 1% level up? And then next best thoughts. I can do this, right? Like I can do a 1% level up. It is doable. I can do this. So I'm excited to hear, Rhonda, you're going to have to share in the foodies subgroup and tell us how that goes. We are about time. I want to tell you about the calls that are coming up tomorrow. Corinne is going to do an elders call with the OG members of No BS. She is doing a call. It's called, I didn't write down what it was called, but it's a good one. We should look it up. We should look it up. If I'm going to talk about it, let's look it up. It's going to be tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central. It's a special weight loss coaching calls with the elders, the OGs of No BS. I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. Does that sound like you? You don't have to be an elder to show up and listen. But if that sounds like you, definitely check that out. Also tomorrow at 1 p.m., Corinne is going to be doing a DSB mindset call for all the DSBers, which is our walk run event that's coming up next week. We're going to do that live in Nashville. We have a bunch of participants, members who are also doing it virtually. Pretty sure you could still sign up. Bern, tell me if I'm wrong. If you want to attend or, you know, do DSB with us, that's going to be happening next week. But tomorrow, Corinne is doing a mindset call, defeating race day drama for all the DSB participants at 1 o'clock Central. Let me see. Do we have any questions about what we talked about here? I don't see anything. I think Coach Judy has been rocking the chat and rocking the Q&A. That's what I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have questions, remember, you can ask in the Facebook group. You can also go to the website to ask coaches. Put your question in there. Like, I don't know what Dina said. What was she talking about? What was she talking about? I don't understand. If you have ideas of level ups that we didn't mention on the call that you would like to share, use the Facebook group and share away, because, you know, sharing is caring, especially in the membership. Like, I have gotten so many great ideas from you guys. The things that you try, the things that you do have really helped me. I hope that some of the things that I shared today helped you. And just like, you know, just like Rhonda, when she came up, it really, and the reality check that Corinne gave us in that video, it always starts with our thoughts, right? It always starts with this mindset and the belief that we can figure it out, because we can. And if you're having trouble figuring out how you can level up or where you can level up, please shoot us a question in the Facebook group or in the Ask Coaches, and we will be more than happy to help. I know I will. I know Coach Judith will. I know the rest of the coaching team will too. I have loved this. This was fun. And it's now over. Now I can't say that I have not done a coaching call, because we're done. So anyway, see you in the membership. Thank you so much for attending with me. Thank you for all the little hearts and all the little thumbs up. I do appreciate it. You should have seen me last night. I was a hot mess, y'all. I posted in my subgroups. I was like, help. And you guys heard my bat signal. So thank you for coming through. Take care, you guys. Bye.